Shoreline family. Let's get started here. And many of you know that my wife and I, along with our kids, we lived and worked. We served in Uganda for a number of years, and we still look very fondly upon that time. We still support the ministry. Actually, as a church, we support the ministry over there as well. And I think because we have been missionaries for as long as we have been, I love hearing about what God's doing in other places through people. And Aquila and Lucy are friends. We've known you guys for how many years? When did you first come to school here? 2018. So we've known you for a little while now. I actually taught a missions class, that you were in down at the Bible College. That was fun. And so anyway, super excited to have them here. And let me just say a prayer as I invite them up and, you know, we give them our attention. You guys can come up. Father, thank you for these men. I pray, Lord, that you'd bless them, that you'd speak to us through them, and God, that you'd give our minds and our ears just the ability to hear and comprehend what they have for us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, it's all yours. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, thank you. okay, my name, for those of you who still don't know me, my name is Aquila. It's also in the Bible, Aquila and Priscilla, the book of Acts, but I still didn't have any Priscilla, so yeah. So my name is Aquila, and I'm 25 years old, and I'm from Fiji. So yeah, I studied with Joe in Calvary Chapel, Te Awamutu, and we went back to Fiji after 2 years here, we went back to Fiji. And I start with the ministry there, the Calvary Chapel. We start a Calvary Chapel church in Fiji. We were still in Te Awamutu that our senior pastor started already, and we just come and join him with the ministry in Fiji. So I'm gonna let my friend to describe. Okay. So. Yeah, so first of all, I just want to thank God for this wonderful opportunity that we are able to be here with you guys, and it's a blessing for us, and on behalf of the Calvary in Fiji, the pastors and the elders, I just want to thank you all for supporting us and praying for us, and for our ministry in Fiji, and it's been growing, and we can see the Lord is working in the ministry in Fiji, and yeah. Before just we continue, and I just want you guys to watch a short video for what we have been doing in Fiji, for the ministry in Fiji, and I hope you guys will enjoy it. So, yes, that is just... things that we are doing in Fiji at the moment, the ministry back in Fiji. Just for our weekly schedule, you always got a day off on Monday, and Tuesday we started with doing a Bible study. We meet every morning, and we do Bible study in the evening at night. And also Wednesday, I lead prayer, doing prayer, and we... sort of like going around, picking up people, I call people and texting them, and they call me and text me if they want to come for prayers, and I always go and pick them up. And we, like every week, we move to house, like house to house, we go around. So we do prayer in this house, and next week we do prayer in another house. And we sort of like do that every week and continue. That's on Tuesday and on Wednesday. That's on Wednesday. We do prayers. And on Thursday, I always, it always be like a ladies' Bible study day. So they didn't have any driver, so I have to like drive them around. We had like a van, a 15-seater van, so I always take them around to the place where they want to do their Bible study. And that's on Thursday, and I also leave that day to prepare for Sunday, like worship. And I'm also doing leading worship in Fiji, in Calvary Chapel in Fiji. That's on Thursday, and on Friday I lead youth again. So I do worship and preach and teach in the youth on Friday. And on Saturday, we just kind of like preparing for Sunday. And we like go looking for food and prepare for some food and some other thing for Sunday. And on Sunday we do service. I always lead worship every Sunday, and sometimes I teach once in a month in Fiji. So that is kind of like a weekly schedule for me every week. So if you have any question for me, you can ask me later. And I'll hand over this time to Lucy.
Okay, bula binaka everyone. Bula. Okay. My name is Lucy. I'm not a girl, you can see, but I'm a boy. most of the thing that we wanna share with you guys, like you can saw in the videos, and also Aquila been share a little bit about it. Like the church in Fiji just like started, I think like 3 years ago. So we kind of still like learning how to run a church and like start growing up. And one thing that we're doing right now is like we do a church like in a house. So our pastor's house, and he got like big, not that big this size, but it's kind of like small one. Like a living room, so everyone's come there every Sunday. And we still do our youth every Friday night in the same place too. So, so you can see. So because we live in Charles' house, and there's like a lot of people live in that house too. So like we have to wake up like on Sunday, we have to wake up like early in the morning, you have to like move your beds away and get ready for church. And also like we have to cook our lunch like early in the morning, so before everyone start come to church. And that's the place you can see, that's the place we normally do church right now. And I think one of the things that I want you guys to pray for, even like we still pray about, is like a piece of land, like to build a church on it. So that will be great for you guys like to pray about that too. And for the Sunday school, I'm the one looking after the Sunday school because I'm so good, like, smacking the kids. Nah, just kidding. they give me a responsibility, like, to look after the Sunday school in our church. And the thing is, like, we haven't, like, some of the photos that you saw on the videos, that's, like, 2 years ago. So we've been, like, when the church started, they start doing the Sunday school, and we kind of like find it's hard. Like, you have to like go early in the morning, pick the kids up. We do our Sunday school like early in the morning, Sunday morning. So like it's hard for us like to go and pick the kids up, and after that, like, you go and pick the parents too. Like we have to go around and pick our church member to come over to church, and then after that, like we kind of like, oh, we have to like stop our Sunday school. So now Sunday school and youth, it's gonna happen together on a Friday night. So like everyone come together, the Sunday school and the youth, so we kind of like do it together in the same day, like every Friday night. And also for us, straight after Bible school in 2 years ago, we go back home. We're so thankful that we can able to be part of a ministry. So in one of the ministry too, we're doing right now is we've been part of is a Word of Life ministry. I don't know, like there's a Word of Life too here in New Zealand, Word of Life ministry, and our pastor or our senior pastor is is a director for Word of Life Ministry too in Fiji. And the thing is about that ministry, they can like involve in the youth, like they're more focused on teenagers, not to like allow them to come and join our church. No, it's like we encourage them to be part of their like community church or home church. And now we are so excited about that. And we do a lot of sports outreach and also like run some camps with the Word of Life. And yeah, we're so thankful for you guys like praying for us and also the church and the ministry back home. And please continue to pray for us. And the thing is, only a few of us like running the ministry and the church back home. So we still pray and training young fellas to come and help us with like running ministry. And one of the things too that we've been doing last few months ago is door to door, like go to the Indian community and pray with them or share the gospel with them. So we just do that like last few months ago. And yeah, we're so excited for that opportunity. So we can able, even some of them come tell us, hey, come and do Bible study with us. So come and pray for us like once a week. So yeah, we are so thankful for that opportunity for us to go out and share the good news with others. And yeah, for now, like for us going back, we're going back next week. It's a bit short for us, but it's all good. So yeah, you can see that's the house. We still we haven't finished the whole building. So yeah, our plan is, you know, the second floor. It's we're planning to like that one to be our office, like church office and also Word of Life Ministry office. And for right now, like we haven't finished the bottom floor. So that's the boys now still in the second floor. So it's like 20 of us. Yeah, 20 people live in that house right now. So
20 plus people living in that that house. So it's like the girls are living upstairs, right up on the top, and also on the top there, it's also like our storeroom as well. So we put our sound equipment, our sound system, and our things for the ministry up there. And there's also one girl is sleeping there, and all the boys. It was like more boys than girls in the house. So the boys are sleeping. We are using the middle floor. And that was meant to be our office, the middle one. And we are still building try to finish the bottom one so that the boys can move down, right downstairs, and we'll make that one for our office. So at the moment, we still stop there, and because we are here in New Zealand and we're still waiting for things, for some materials for us to finish the bottom floor. And that's the house we are living in. And the previous picture, that's the inside of the house, right in front. And so it's on Sunday, it was like a busy day. Like some of the girls are sleeping there, and then when they wake up, they prepare breakfast. They prepare breakfast. After breakfast, they clean up, and we set up for church. And after we set up for church, we clean up, and we prepare again for lunch. Yeah. Sometimes we do fellowship lunch, and we also do like a church, what you call that? Combined service with other church. So we had like lunch together. So, yeah. It's kind of like, that's why Lucy was saying we're still praying for building, for our, for land and for the building for us to do our service. And everything was done in that, in this place, like Sunday school and youth and church and, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the things that, that we want you guys to pray about is that a piece of land for us to build a church on it. And also like for open doors for us like to go out and like ministering to, because now like we're more focused on the main island of Fiji. So, but we have like a lot of opportunity for us like to go to other islands and run a youth sports or volleyball outreach or camp like that. So yeah, that will be awesome if you guys like pray about those things. And also pray for Charles and the family. So Charles has been sick like last couple months ago. So it's good like for you guys like to keep remember him in your prayers. His name is Charles. And also pray for us as we go back home after 1 month here in New Zealand. So we're going to go back on Tuesday, go back home and involve in ministry again and getting ready. There's a Word of Life group here in New Zealand, like their intern. So they will be coming the end of this month. And they will be with us for 2 weeks. So then we will be go out like from two different islands, like do outreach and maybe sports outreach or do some community work with the place. So I think it will be awesome too if you guys like praying about that. So they will be spending 2 weeks with us in Fiji. Then straight after that, they come back home, come back to their homeland. So yeah.
Yeah, and one thing that please pray for us, for the ministry. The ministry in Fiji is like, even the youth and the church is growing, but sometimes we're having service and there was like, the house is like full and people get to stand outside, sit outside. Yeah, and that's why we are trying to look for a land and to build a church. People are so excited. They really love and they really enjoyed the praising and worship with us and also even teaching. They really like it. And there was like, even though there was like a lot of church in Fiji, but there was also a lot of people who didn't go to church. But and when we start the church, we see people who doesn't go to church, they come and come to a place.
Yeah.
We stay in Nasinu. It's like 15 minutes drive from Nasiri to that place. So.
And the second question is, so many people living in the house, are they students who don't have anywhere else to live, or are they interns?
Yeah, some of them, like, they don't have a place to stay, so because, like, they live far away, and, like, for them, maybe, like, working in the city, so it's easy for them, like, to come and stay with us. And some of them, like, they are students, like, university students, so they come, like, from Tuvalu Islands or from Vanuatu Islands, they come and stay with us there. So for us, that's, like, a big ministry for us. Like, some of them come, like, not a Christian. So for, like, stay there with us, it's kind of, like, it's a big opportunity for us, like, to share with them. So, yeah. And, yeah. And Charles have to feed everyone, so, yeah.
So yeah, sometimes we got to put in some money for the family, and we're so thankful. At this time, Charles was telling me that all the boys in the house they got a job. Okay, they're all working, and yeah, that was a big relief that all the boys in the house. And yeah, so keep praying for us. We really need prayers. And we're thankful that even we, at the beginning, we're praying for people and also even for ministry. The last camp that we did, we were praying for young people to come and join the camp. But then God blessed us with like 200 young people coming to the camp. Yes. And we didn't expect that number, but we were like, well, thank God. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, we were in the campsite and there were like two bus and a carrier coming to the camp. So yeah, we're so thankful to God that he's always faithful and he always provides for us. He is also with us and guiding us and answering our prayers. So yeah, that's one of the things that we want you guys to pray for. And also for we had like three vehicle at home. It's a ministry vehicle, and two of them is not running at the moment. One of them is it's been dead for a long time, and Charles bought an engine for it. Something wrong with the engine, And then he bought the engine, and after like 2 weeks later, we found out that the engine was not working as well. It's bad, and something's wrong with it, and we can't return it because it's already 2 weeks. If you found the problem, we didn't know. So it was like a big stress to Charles. So pray that, and we are so thankful that God blessed us with a car, because it's easy for us to do like ministry, to go out and do ministry, and especially a lot of people, they didn't have car in Fiji, so we get to go and pick them up for church and ministry and youth and Sunday school and everything like that. And also our van, the same guy who damaged the first car, he did the van as well. So it looks like just a small damage, but the mechanic took out everything, and it was like a big damage right inside. So he was driving, and he slipped on the road, and the van veered off the road and went into the drain. So it's pray for it. That's why I think that's one of the reasons that Charles is sick, getting stressed, and for all of these things. And please pray for Charles and the family back home. So I think that's the things that we've been doing in Fiji, and also.
Yeah, it's like if you guys wanna know more about what we've been doing in Fiji, like, we can stay here, like, share everything to you guys, like, can take one whole day. But the thing is, like, we will be here after service, so you guys can come and talk with us. And if you wanna pray with us, that will be awesome. And also, we can, like, tell you a lot of things what have been happening in Fiji, but will be awesome if you guys come over and visit us. So, it will be exciting things. So, I think that's all.
So, again, thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Doug, and thank you for all the elders and Joe for allowing us to come here, and for Joe to stay in your house. We've been eating all the food in his house.
Fiji style.
And, so, thank you all. Thank you so much.